Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. I'm glad you're with me on this Tuesday. We have just begun yesterday a wonderful series, perfect for this Easter week, called It Cost All He Had. This is Derek's teaching on the cross, on the love that God shows us on the cross, on the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, and I just consider it perfect for this Holy Week or Passion Week, in which we want not just to know about the resurrection of Jesus and hear about it in our Easter services, but to experience the power of His resurrection. And yesterday, Derek was talking to us about how the cross reveals the love of God in a way that perhaps nothing else could reveal it. God did not send Jesus to the cross because we are a perfect people or a great people or a people competent on our own strength. No, God sent Jesus to the cross because we were pitiful, because we were lost in our sins, because we were a race absolutely mired in wickedness and unrighteousness. But when we begin to understand, you know, the basics, just the foundational truth that God loved us and sent Jesus to the cross, it changes us. As Derek said yesterday, what a difference it makes when you realize that this earth and this universe is not just a series of accidents, but it's all perceived out of the loving heart of a Father God. What a difference it makes to your life when you realize you're not an accident looking for somewhere to happen. You're part of a divine, eternal plan conceived in love. I want you to remember that. You are part of a divine, eternal plan conceived in love, and it all comes together at the cross. Let's listen as Derek Prince teaches us about how it cost all he had.
Then we just consider the next parable for a moment, the parable of the pearl. It's very similar, but we can see some differences. It's very important to understand that the man who wanted to buy the pearl was a merchant. He was not a tourist. Now, Ruth and I have come from Hawaii just recently, and there's shops there that sell pearls to tourists. And a lot of those tourists don't know one pearl from another. They're easily fooled. But this man couldn't be fooled. He was a merchant. He'd spent his life dealing in pearls. And one day, he came across this incredibly beautiful pearl. And he held it in his hand and he said, "I want you. You're the most perfect pearl that I've ever set eyes on." He inquired the price, and again, to raise the money, he'd have to sell everything he owned. So we picture him going back to his wife, "Honey, we're going to sell everything we have. Whatever for, I want to buy a pearl. One pearl. You mean you're going to sell our home, our furniture, our clothes, our cattle, our farm, just for one pearl?" "Oh," he said, "you haven't seen the pearl. Wait till you see the pearl." Well, that's just a little sort of background. Now, I believe that that's a picture of the price that Jesus was willing to pay to redeem us. It cost him all he had. It seemed crazy. What did he see in us that he would pay so much? If you like to take it a little further, you can give a double application. The treasure in the field is God's foreknown people buried in this world. Matthew 13 says more than once, the field is the world. Jesus died for the whole world, but he didn't want the world. What did he want? The treasure in the world. What is the treasure? It's God's people. But in order to get the treasure, he had to buy the field. Buying the field cost him everything. Then if you think about the pearl, and I mean there's more than one way to understand this, but for me, I see the pearl as just one redeemed soul. And I understand that one soul is so valuable in the sight of God that if there'd only been one person who ever would have been saved in all of history, and you were that person, Jesus would have died for you. We have no way of comprehending the value that God sets upon a human soul. For Him, it's a pearl of great price. Now, let's consider the price that Jesus paid. The New Testament tells us very clearly in various places, He had to shed His own precious blood. That was the only price that could buy back the treasure and the pearl. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 28, Paul is talking to the elders of the church at Ephesus and warning them of their responsibility. And this is a real warning to us who are leaders of God's people. Paul said in Acts 20 verse 28, "Therefore take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which He purchased with His own blood." Who purchased? God. What was the price? His own blood. And this is a real solemn charge to us who have leadership in the body of Christ. Remember, we're dealing with people whom God valued so much that Jesus paid His blood to redeem them. Let us never trifle with God's people. Let us realize the solemnity of our responsibility. But particularly tonight, I want to emphasize, to purchase the people of God cost Jesus His lifeblood. And then in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 and following, this is addressed to believers in Jesus Christ. "And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your sojourning here in fear, knowing." Why are we to have an attitude of reverent fear? Peter's going to explain. Because of the value that God has set upon us.
You know, we've just heard a thought that I hope lives in your soul for the rest of your life. It's the idea that if you were the only person in all of history, the only person on earth, Jesus would have died for you. That's how intense the love of God is, that Jesus would have given His life just to redeem you and you alone. Thank God for His love and for the mercy that He's shown us in Jesus Christ. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Jesus' sacrifice on the cross did more than rescue us from an eternity of separation from God. As wonderful as that truth is, the power of His shed blood accomplished so much more. The fact is, few Christians truly understand the astonishing depth and breadth of Christ's redemptive work. Now, in the book, The Power of the Sacrifice, Derek Prince reveals how the cross provides so much more than a ticket to heaven. Through its pages, you'll discover that when the conditions are met, Christians can apply the blood of Jesus to every area of life and witness remarkable results and benefits. These truths are so important that we want you to have a copy of your own, free and postage paid. All you need to do is ask for it when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and the book are both free. Receive the power of the sacrifice into your life today. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or request your free copy securely online when you visit us at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Glad you're with me here on this Tuesday. We're listening to Derek Prince teach us about how it cost Jesus all he had and what a perfect and transforming message this is. You know, Paul said to the Corinthians that all he wanted to know among them was Christ and Christ crucified. Let's make that our theme this week. By the way, to help you in that regard, I've got a special gift for you that Derek Prince Ministries is offering. I'll tell you about it just a little bit later. For right now, though, let's listen as Derek teaches us about the sacrifice of Jesus.
Particularly tonight, I want to emphasize, to purchase the people of God cost Jesus his lifeblood. And then in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 and following, this is addressed to believers in Jesus Christ. And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your sojourning here in fear, knowing. Why are we to have an attitude of reverent fear? Peter's going to explain. Because of the value that God has set upon us. Dear Christian brother and sister, never think of yourself as cheap. God made the greatest investment in the universe for you. One of the great tragedies in the Christian church is Christians who undervalue themselves, who think of themselves as insignificant, unimportant, and feel unworthy. Going on, verse 18, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. That's a reference to the lambs that were sacrificed in Israel, particularly the Passover lamb, which had to be without blemish and without spot. And when that's applied to Jesus, I understand that without blemish means he was without original sin. Without spot, he was without personal sin. And then it says in the next verse, he indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. That's a staggering thought. Before God created the world, before he brought into being the human race, he knew that man would fall. He knew that man would go into sin. And he knew that there would be only one price that could buy man back from his sin. And I can reverently picture the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Godhead in council, discussing this. The Father said, "Shall we create man?" The Son said, "Father, please do. It would be so wonderful to be able to have fellowship with man." And the Father said, "Son, suppose man should turn away from us in rebellion and sin. What would we do then?" And maybe there was a silence. And then the Son said, "Father, I'll buy him back. What will you pay?" "My lifeblood." And so before God ever created man, he knew what it was going to cost. That's a staggering thought, isn't it? Now, I want to speak to you a little tonight about the blood of Jesus. I feel that something that's deficient in the contemporary church is an appreciation and an understanding of the blood of Jesus. We have many, many beautiful choruses that we sing that are new, that are anointed, that are a blessing. But generally speaking, when you want to sing a chorus about the blood of Jesus, you have to go back about 50 years. To me, that represents a tremendous void in the understanding of God's people. I've preached this in one or two places. I preached this in Jerusalem last summer. And many of you have heard of Mervyn Merla Watson, I'm sure, who wrote some of the most beautiful music. Merla went right away that very night and wrote a song about the blood of Jesus. I was so touched by that. Dave and Dale Garrett here in New Zealand heard some of my teaching on a tape, and their latest cassette deals with the blood of Jesus. I believe we're robbing ourselves of something infinitely valuable and powerful if we don't focus on the blood of Jesus. I'll tell you one person who doesn't want us to focus on the blood of Jesus. That's Satan. You know why? Because we overcome him by what? The blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. I want to turn back to the Old Testament for a preview of the sufferings of Jesus. Basically, I believe that almost everything that happened in the life of Jesus was in some way predicted in the Old Testament. Jesus lived his whole life on earth to fulfill the predictions of the Old Testament scriptures. 18 times in the New Testament, the writer says about something that happened in the life of Jesus, it happened that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. I want to turn to Leviticus chapter 16. Leviticus chapter 16, which is the ceremony of the Day of Atonement, what the Jewish people call Yom Kippur, which they have observed without a break for 3,400 years. The whole of the ceremonies of the Day of Atonement are a prophetic preview of what Jesus was to do on behalf of the people of God. And the high priest, Aaron, is himself a type, a picture of Jesus. And only once in each year, under that particular dispensation, was Aaron permitted to enter into the holiest of all, only on the Day of Atonement. And whenever he went in each year, he had to have two things, the blood of the sacrifice and the fragrant cloud of incense from the altar of incense. And the scripture says, if he had entered without either of those, he would have died instantly. Now here's a little part of this picture. Leviticus 16, beginning in verse 11. And Aaron shall bring the bull of the sin offering, which is for himself, and make atonement for himself. Atonement is kippur, covering, and for his house, and shall kill the bull as the sin offering which is for himself. Then he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from the altar before the Lord, with his hands full of sweet incense, beaten fine, and bring it inside the veil, the second veil. Notice he had to enter with blood and with this cloud of fragrant incense which typifies worship. And he shall put the incense on the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of incense may cover the mercy seat that is on the testimony, lest he die. Had he failed to have that cloud of incense before him covering the mercy seat, he would have been struck dead instantly. And then what did he do with the blood? He shall take some of the blood of the bull and sprinkle it with his finger on the mercy seat on the east side. And before the mercy seat shall he sprinkle some of the blood with his finger seven times. The whole approach to the mercy seat, which represented the presence and the throne of God and the holiness of God, was stained with blood. The east side of the mercy seat was the side to which Aaron approached. That side of the mercy seat had to be smeared with blood. But before he reached the mercy seat, he had to sprinkle the blood seven times on the way from the veil to the mercy seat.
You know, I love that Derek has touched on this idea of Christ having been ordained for us from before the foundations of the world. You know, the book of Revelation says that the Lamb of God was slain from before the creation of the world. It really is meant to tell us that in the heart of God, in the purposes of God, God was already sacrificing his Son in his heart before man was even created. That's how much love there is from the Father to us. There's some wonderful things to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Jesus' sacrifice on the cross did more than rescue us from an eternity of separation from God. As wonderful as that truth is, the power of his shed blood accomplished so much more. The fact is, few Christians truly understand the astonishing depth and breadth of Christ's redemptive work. Now, in the book, The Power of the Sacrifice, Derek Prince reveals how the cross provides so much more than a ticket to heaven. Through its pages, you'll discover that when the conditions are met, Christians can apply the blood of Jesus to every area of life and witness remarkable results and benefits. These truths are so important that we want you to have a copy of your own, free and postage paid. All you need to do is ask for it when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and the book are both free. Receive the power of the sacrifice into your life today. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or request your free copy securely online when you visit us at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. I'm glad you're with me here on this Tuesday. We've just begun a series yesterday and today by Derek Prince called It Cost All He Had. And I'm so thankful for this teaching. I'm thankful particularly during this Holy Week, this Easter week, that we're having this opportunity to focus our minds and hearts on the cross. In fact, before I go further, let me mention that Derek Prince Ministries is making available a booklet called The Power of Sacrifice, completely free and postage paid to you. You can get it by logging on to the website at derekprince.org, or you can call 1-800-448-3261. That's either derekprince.org or 1-800-448-3261. You're going to want this resource to really get this spirit of sacrifice, this recognition of Jesus' sacrifice embedded into your life. And you know, that brings me to something that I really want to emphasize here in the last minutes of our time together today, and that is the power of the cross. I hope that you have not had in your Christian experience the kind of experience that many people have had where they confronted the cross only at the beginning of their Christian life. They were told that Jesus died for them. They were told that he died for their sins. And then once you're saved, you just move off the subject of the cross and move on to other perhaps more interesting or exciting themes in Christianity. You know, Paul said, and I think we ought to keep this scripture front and center, Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 2, that all he wanted to know among the Corinthians was Christ and him crucified. And when I think about why Paul would have said that, it wasn't that he was trying to be a downer. It wasn't that he was trying to be heavy or he was in a morose mood. It's that he knew that everything the Corinthians needed, unity, love, deliverance from the demonic powers, deliverance from the power of sin, especially, by the way, the Corinthian church that was living in an absolute sewer of sexual immorality, they needed to be delivered. They needed to be set free. And Paul knew all of that came from understanding what happened on the cross. No matter what we need, it comes from what Jesus did on the cross. We'll spend the rest of our lives and probably most of eternity understanding exactly what Jesus did. But let me assure you that every good thing that God has intended for us comes through what Jesus did on the cross. And I just don't want us to rush by this. I don't want us just to add a few little interesting tidbits about the cross to our understanding. Let me pray for us for just a few moments that a spirit of wisdom and revelation about the cross will come into our lives. Father, we come before you today in the name of Jesus, and we ask very simply that revelation will come to us. That, Father, beyond our previous understanding and beyond our reading of Scripture and our sort of plain sense understanding of the facts, that you will give us a revelation of who Jesus is and what he did on the cross, of the love of God that is revealed there, that will transform our lives. Let us experience the power of the cross of Jesus, and let our minds and our souls be filled with that joy, with that deliverance, and with that power. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's great having you with us today. Again, log on to the website to listen to these teachings over and again. Remember that psychologists tell us we need to hear a one-hour teaching 7 times before we really hear all of it. And we need to get this into our souls. Well, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to get your own free copy of Derek's eye-opening booklet, The Power of the Sacrifice, when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Call toll-free now, and we'll send you a copy free and postage paid. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can request your copy securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.